Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Well, I suppose if we're going to sign a contract and they're going to make us do it, we might as well. That kind of goes for all of us. You know what I'm saying? Mondays. Yeah, okay. Monday, the 9th day of June, 2025, 6 o'clock. Chet Buchanan Show. By the way, if you do have to go down on the strip and, you know, and that shift change hits.
Yeah.
Right around. This is the craziest thing. So apparently two dudes had internet beef. And they decided to have it out in front of the Bellagio fountains.
I don't know that much about the story. I woke up and I saw it, and then I was like, let me just see when I get here. Internet beef? That's insane.
And then, I don't know if this is exactly the way it went down, but meet me at the Bellagio fountains, and cops that were, you know, Metro was walking the beat and heard gunshots. And apparently the guy live streamed the whole deal on YouTube. And so there's two dead in front of the Bellagio fountains. And I know that they were opening parts up, but
oh my God. That's
couldn't prove it by me.
Yeah, I couldn't go to sleep until 3 a.m. last night, so I read up on all this stuff, and it's just absolutely crazy.
What are you doing up until 3 in the morning,
buddy? Couldn't go to sleep.
Oh, I hear you, but just like any...
And then this craziness happened, because I heard it, I saw the actual live stream video, and for some reason I was like, oh, this is fake in the worst of ways, with people just trying to get any sort of internet buzz, right? So I was like, this can't be real.
So wait, So you're up at 3 in the morning. Now you've gone to, how did you know that this was all going down?
Well, it made world news when first it was, hey, we think there was gunshots at happening on the strip. And then once someone clipped the actual live stream, that little
I thought you were
clip,
saying you watched the live stream. I'm like,
oh, no. Once that clip, and then everyone started, because I guess this has been leading up. I mean, in fact,
That's what I'm saying.
The shooter yesterday was on the strip trying to find this guy that passed away, looking for him. Like, he was live streaming him driving down the strip. It's crazy.
And leaving the breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, Metro, come and get me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, here's your report.
We got to put some teeth in this stuff. People got to stop. We got so many people that are just doing whatever the hell they think that they want to be able to do.
Honestly, and this live streaming is so bizarre. No. Like, it's all so weird. Stop. Yeah. It's just sad.
I'm gonna kill a guy on YouTube. Stop it.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What have we become? This isn't a video game.
I know.
This is real life, y'all.
Mm-hmm. I know, this
road
poor
rage
city.
Stuff and
it's nuts.
Ego, man.
Yesterday, and this story will come up in a minute. I had to get to the airport, not here.
Oh.
But I had to get to the airport yesterday. And so we were kind of hustling a little bit. And there was a guy who was next to me at a stoplight, getting on the freeway. This is like the third time it's happened to me in the last week that the other person just like floors it. And I'm not a slow guy, and I'm not I wasn't being aggressive or anything like that.
Yeah.
But they got more aggressive and then went by, and they're flipping you off as they go by. And it's like, what's that all about? What's the added aggression? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And then people wonder why other people are getting shot and everybody's all mad. And it's just weird.
Yeah, it's a very aggressive season right now. I feel like kind of everywhere, city to city. And I will say one nice thing that happened. I got to do a couple things yesterday just in the city. And I got to see a couple of people that I grew up with.
Are we changing stories?
No, I'm just saying that this... I get to do things that were nice in this city, and it was a reminder how sad that is, that those things are happening at the Bellagio, because we're just a good group of people. We've been through enough here in the city of Vegas, and it's just sad. Makes me sad that happens at the Bellagio, or that people are so aggressive now. It's just awful.
Yeah, just we've been saying it. Just everybody calm down.
Yeah, chill out.
Just everybody just have a great day. You want a good place to be? Hang with us. We'll make it a good place.
Damn straight.
We'll make it a good place to be. Oh, wait, though. Well, there might be one rant. Remember this from years ago? Leave Miley alone.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Who's better than coffee?
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
So we gave her those tickets last week, right? For the one night only on the 12th, the Miley Cyrus, the Something Beautiful.
Yeah.
So now as we're learning more, it's a visual album. It's not like a concert film.
Love that.
It's like an art piece, right?
Yeah, love those.
So Friday night, Miley goes to the premiere of this Something Beautiful thing at the Tribeca Film Festival, which is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And after the movie, she sits down, you know, for like a Q&A, right? And we all know what this is. It's film festival.
Mm-hmm.
Q&A.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, people start yelling at her to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Yelling it out.
Yeah. Like, I don't know
if I'm in a spicy mood today, just with like everything going on, or I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, but that feels so irritating to me.
It's completely irritating.
It's a film festival. She just did a whole visual album for you. Now she's answering your questions. Like, people are so, like, invasive. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you mean? Yelling.
Well, and she's not a trained monkey. I was trying to get the audio here.
We thought this was a concert!
Are you actually going to sing?
Are you actually going to sing?
Crowd goes sideways. Can I tell you something right now?
What?
I thought that was a dude. Just because Miley's got such a deep voice.
Oh, she's
voice.
So raspy?
I thought that was some other guy. That was some other guy trying to control it.
Some other guy starts singing?
Yeah.
I'll take it from me.
So somebody said, well, sing the climb. And she's like, well, you have to start. And so they did a little acapella. But this goes back to the point of, and I'll get off this now, but it's like, who do we think we are?
Yeah.
Really, we're showing up at this thing. Some of the people that were yelling say that they bought their tickets from resale sites, and on the resale site, it was like, yeah, it's a concert. And the resale site didn't know. And they're like, we paid $800. Well, I'm sorry, you paid $800, and you gambled and lost.
100%. That's like, on you for paying the $800. And there was a concert. It just wasn't a live concert. It was a visual album where you saw her singing. And if it wasn't specific, this doesn't necessarily come from her people.
She's not going to come out and sing. That's not it. And apparently it's very little concert in this film.
Yeah.
It's an art piece. You know what I'm saying?
And it's what not a bummer. Like, it kind of takes away from all the hard work and beauty of that piece of work.
Yeah. And how do you walk in and everywhere there it says Tribeca Film Festival. You don't quite understand the concept of film festival.
Yeah, honestly, you said it best. Leave Miley alone. I like her.
Leave Miley. Remember that from years ago with Britney? Leave Britney alone.
Yeah.
Leave Miley alone.
Yeah.
Why don't we do first pick coming up in just a minute? We'll spin it into something a little more positive.
We're coming in on.
Yeah, what was the absolute best part of your weekend? We'll do that in just a minute. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by WSS. Knock Dad's Socks Off. Huh? With incredible Father's Day gifts from WSS, including savings of up to 40% on select Nike styles.
Yeah.
WSS, best value always.
The Chet.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things on 98.5 KLUC.
I got to be honest, this is a tough one to narrow down. What's the absolute best part of your weekend? Could you even?
A lot of great things.
That's what I'm saying. Can you narrow it to one?
I'm going to try. Oh, God, but that was good. Okay, I got.
You know what? I can give you a minute to think about it.
Okay, can I have? Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a yes or no. Like, could you narrow it down?
No.
No? Well, you must. Mm-hmm. You have to. You got to narrow it down to one.
Okay.
All right. 702-364-9898. Disney and Pixar have teamed up again. They got a movie called, am I saying it right? Is it Elio?
Elio.
Copy that. We've got an advanced screening at AMC Town Square on Tuesday, June 17th, if you're free. Four reserved seats. You know how they have it listed here. Hey, it's a family four-pack. Hey, everybody.
Hey,
it's
yeah.
A family four-pack because everybody's family has four people.
I just wanted to know that Chet also did that finger handgun
thing. Oh, yeah, finger
thing.
Guns. Hey, oh, yeah, you have to. Oh, yeah. You could hear the... Could you not hear the finger guns?
I probably didn't even say the visual, but it pleased me so much.
702-364-9898. If you can narrow it down, what was the absolute best... God... This one over here, was it Money in the Bank in Los Angeles? Adrian was. He had a huge weekend, and then they announced WrestleMania coming back. I don't want to. They call in the business, burying the lead. I don't want to take.
Spoiler alert.
I know. Jeez, I didn't want to take yours. Whoa. Sorry, and I just did, and I didn't mean to.
Can't hear you.
Yeah, I apologize. when people go, let's take that back, and then they'd make tape rewind sounds. With their own mouth.
Oh, God.
It was like, what?
I'm bringing my Men in Black pen.
What?
Oh, my God.
The flashy thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What? What just happened? How do you say?
Elio.
Thank you. If you'd like four reserved seats to our advanced screening of...
Elio!
Disney and Pixar's new animated film. That's how we're doing this from now on, by the way. Be calling number 25 right now at 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I think I can do it. It's been a heck of a weekend, but I think I can do it. Be specific. What's the absolute best part of your weekend? 702-364-9898. Adrian, who you got?
We got Jeff right now from Centennial Hills.
We could start with him. Jeff, be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
We went to Cowbunga Canyon for the first time this summer. And I just found out if you park just a little bit before it at the high school, then parking is free. So that's
over there at Fess. At Fess behind, the school behind it. I just learned something.
What?
Cowbunga Canyon is the old Wet and Wild on the west side of town. Is that right?
Yes.
And then Cowabunga Bay is the one in Henderson on Gibson.
Because I thought he said it wrong, but I was going with it. I was like, yeah, you know me. I'm like, Canyon, no, it's not. Oh, my God. Bay. There's two of them.
Yes.
Amazing.
And Jeff just educated
us. Jeff, way to school us.
Yeah, that's good. Was it packed? Was it crazy?
We went in the middle of the day, so it was busy, but it wasn't packed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, okay. Now take those kids. Boy, dad of the year.
Yeah.
Hello. Father's Day coming up.
Well done. Well
Jeff's
done.
At the top of the list. Four reserved seats to our advanced screening of Disney and Pixar's animated film.
Elio.
Right.
My six-year-old's going to love that. Yeah, I'll see that.
Block out the 17th.
Oh, you're a good
Tuesday.
Dad, Jeff.
Yeah. Thank you to our friends at LN Global Marketing, and thank you to you. Hang on one second.
Fine.
Okay, so narrow it down. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Okay, I got to see all my girlfriends yesterday, who I've missed so much. One in particular, I grew up with Danielle Shinta, who's Frankie Shinta's daughter. They love you. They said hello. She texted me a couple weeks ago and said, "Hey, I'm singing with my dad. If you feel like coming," I said, "Say less. I will be there." So I took my girlfriend Jacqueline. Yesterday we went to South Point.
Sold out at the South Point.
We're sitting there in the audience. Frankie Shinta is doing his thing. It's so amazing. And I grew up watching them. I mean, one of the reasons I wanted to be a singer was because I would see those shows. And then she came out. She sang "The House That Built Me" by Miranda Lambert with her dad. There was not a dry eye in the house. Literally everybody was crying. It was so incredible. It was just beautiful. She did so great. And it was just so, it was amazing to see a father and daughter up there. We love them. We know them. It was an incredible show.
Frankie, Joey, Chrissy, and Pete was, for my money, was the best show in town.
Yeah.
For a lot of years running.
I love that you
really
say that.
Great.
It's so true.
Oh, no,
true.
We loved, Frankie and I used to hang out a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen him in a hot minute.
I mean, Chrissy being so little and that big voice made me feel like I could do anything. I mean, they were really like the people in this city.
No.
So to see Danielle belting it, just being so little, she did so great. It was beautiful. It was very nostalgic.
No, Shinta's her family for us. Adrian, absolute best part of your weekend?
On Friday, I made a random decision to purchase the new Nintendo Switch 2 that just came out. That came out on Friday.
Yes.
And I remember distinctly my first the PlayStation 1 with my dad and getting that. I still remember even though I was 6 years old. So I was like, let me get this Nintendo Switch and do the same thing for my son. So as he was walking into the house, I was setting it up and he goes, Dad, what are you doing? And I moved out the way. He saw the Switch. He knew what it was and he freaked out. So that was really awesome to build a core memory with my child.
Dad level 5,000.
That's right.
Dad level, top tier.
Mm-hmm.
Nice work, brother.
Thank
you. And a great weekend at Money in the Bank.
No, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. You talked about WrestleMania. And can I tell you how I found out?
Yes.
So we were being escorted.
Your buddy John Cena?
It was, yeah.
You and John Cena? Were you cuddling and he whispered in your ear? Like,
WrestleMania. Were you the little spoon? To Vegas.
It's like, I'm coming back.
My dumpling.
Oh, it makes me sad because he'll be retired. He won't be there technically. Anyway, we were getting escorted down to the press conference. I had to use the bathroom. While I was using the bathroom was when they played the promotional video to let the world know. So I was in the bathroom while this is playing. So as I come out the bathroom, all the WWE executives are outside of the bathroom like, hey, Adrian, you should probably check your phone, buddy. I'm like, what the hell are you guys talking about? Because they've never done that. They're all hilarious. Like, hey, check your phone. And I was like, oh, it's official. It's like, yeah, we're coming back, brother. So it was cool for them to like make sure that I knew, and it was cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're back. By the way,
you're that guy.
The rest of the world hates us.
Whatever.
But we getting it.
Well, we hate them back.
They don't like us. We don't care.
Jealous.
Especially New Orleans. Thing.
They don't like us. Sorry, we don't care. Sorry. Do better. That's good. And you know what? Thank you. That just kind of dovetails. It's loosely related. So my birthday was Saturday.
Happy birthday, babe.
Thank you. And by the way, Adrian and Michaela got me this lovely gift, a Lego Icons Retro Radio, which is totally on brand. It's beautiful. So Saturday, we get together with one of my absolute best friends on the planet who also shares my birthday.
Yeah.
Or I share it
so
with him.
Cute.
He's 2 hours older. Literally. Same day, same year, same the whole deal. We're twin brothers from a different mother. He is also the father of my two, I call them both my godsons. I think the older one is my godson, but they both call me Uncle Chet, yada, yada.
The best.
So we're out, we're having a few drinks, right? Talk turns to something about playing pool. I don't know how it all went down, but all of us, oh, I know why. Because this one place that we were at had pinball machines. And my buddy and I were getting kind of competitive with it. The boys, not so much, because they didn't really understand. And boys, they're 30 now. But the boys, not so much, because they didn't really understand it, right?
Yeah.
So then the talk escalated, and it was like, well, there's a bar up the street that has pool and darts. And the old Lions, you won't win a single game against us on any of it. And it was like, oh, well, when I was in the Navy, I was ping pong champion. Well, there's no ping pong. We're going to go play pool and darts. And they didn't win a single game.
Yes.
We had a great day.
The well birthday done. Boy showed up. What's up?
Fantastic day. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, dude.
I almost found a way to screw it up, and I'll tell you that story.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Good feeling story of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. So, Michaela.
Yeah.
If a story creeps you out, can it still be a good feeling story of the day?
Okay.
Let's find out. Yeah, let's find out. So these researchers have developed contact lenses that grant users the ability to see in complete darkness. And she's already shaking her head. Oh no, get ready for that. I think this is the part that creeps me out.
Uh-huh.
And you can see, okay, if you got these contacts on,
uh-huh,
you can see with your eyes closed. Why would you want to do that?
What?
Maybe to protect your eyes? Maybe if you were trying to protect them in a, well, I'll continue and maybe this will make sense.
I know, please do.
The lenses contain tiny nanoparticles. These are your good feeling stories of the day. Never forget that.
Oh my God.
The lenses contain tiny nanoparticles that absorb infrared light and convert them into visible images effectively granting you superhuman visual capabilities. Some of us still need to learn how to speak. But if you're wearing these contacts, yes?
Some of us need to learn how to understand. I mean, I feel like you did explain it well, and I'm still confused. Like, I'm like, what is the... If you want to protect your eyes, just close them, babe.
I'll continue. Yeah, but then you can't see.
But that's okay. Sometimes you don't have
to. Don't fight me over it. I'm not the one. I'm not trying to sell
you. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to tell you the story.
I know. Okay, you're right.
She was a little spicy.
I know. I did. I woke up spicy.
She got a little chili flake in her.
Shady. For all of us. I know.
She got a little chili flake in that shaker. A little bit of that red pepper flake. You know what I'm saying? Shaker, shaker. Okay. Okay, when you're wearing them, you still see everything normally, says the author of the study.
Yeah.
The lenses, okay, here's where it gets good. The lenses simply add the ability to see infrared images on top of what we already see. The researchers believe the lenses could have practical real-world applications, such as assisting surgeons in identifying hidden tumors. Right?
Yeah.
Because you can see through stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or enabling firefighters to see through smoke, potentially transforming how we see and interact with our environment, especially in challenging conditions.
Okay, you know what? We should have opened with that, because now I'm like... Okay,
now you're telling me how I should tell the story?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Okay, it was like, well, now you can be Spider-Man, so it's cool.
Now you got Superman with the X-ray vision.
Yeah.
Or not.
Okay, if it's for firefighters, you got it, babe.
Is that like those glasses you used by... Boy, I'm going to date myself here. But back in the day, kids, they had these things called comic books. And in the back, they had these X-ray glasses. And there was always that. And there was that always that kid... Who thought that you'd be able to see underneath girls' clothes?
Yeah.
You pervert.
Yeah.
But it was really just the glasses had like a feather.
True.
Had a feather in the lens.
Uh-huh.
So that it looked like you were seeing somebody's skeleton, but you really weren't. It was a stupid feather. Stupid glasses.
Was it just a feather?
So that was always the story.
I didn't even know that. Okay.
Okay, so good feeling story? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
I think so.
Yeah.
It helps firefighters save lives.
Totally. Surgeons seeing things. Yeah.
But it's still super creepy. Like, okay, my eyes are closed. I still see you. Oh, you'd be the hide and seek champion.
Oh, yeah, you would.
Right? Because then you'd be like, take your contact lenses out. You're cheating. Good feeling stories. Good feeling story of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelry. Diamond and Wedding Ring Star.
I get a good feeling.
Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by WSS. Knock Dad's Socks Off with incredible Father's Day gifts from WSS. Is it this Sunday, mm-hmm. Father's Day?
Wow. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Pull it together, dude.
Let's go, baby.
What do you think that means for you?
It means that my steak better be medium well with pink in the center. That's exactly what it means.
What side?
Give me some mac and cheese. No bacon crumbles.
Yeah.
I'm over bacon. Just give me the mac and cheese.
Homemade mac and cheese?
Yeah. Need that thing baked. Need that thing thick.
Or at WSS, you get savings up to 40% on select Nike styles, which also good.
With the pack of socks, too. Don't just give me the shoes. I need the socks, too.
I don't see that here, but I'm sure that's available. WSS, best value always. People are walking in. Hey, guy on the radio. It's like those jerks who went to the Miley Cyrus thing at the Tribeca Film Festival. How come you're not singing? Well, because this is a film festival, sir.
Yeah.
Well, and then.
Yeah, we're just offering shoes, babe.
Yeah, I heard the guy.
What do you mean?
You'd like to, hello, welcome to WSS. Would you like 40% off Nikes? The guy told me I could get a pack of socks.
It's Father's Day.
Who told you that?
And a side of mac and cheese.
Father's Day. Yeah, I heard. I get a steak medium rare, a pack of socks, and some mac
bacon.
And cheese.
It's
2 S.
I'm sick of bacon.
And yeah, there better not be any bacon crumbles.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay, then.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Whoa.
All right. Maybe throw in an extra helping of Jonas Brothers.
We go together.
I got to be honest right now. I'm not sure where to start with us, though.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
back. Just about 7:07 on Monday, June 9th, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Why are you digging at your scalp?
Stop.
What are you doing? Do you have lice?
I don't know, Chad. I'm taking photos of my scalp to look at it and see.
Wait, if she has lice, do we get to go home?
Absolutely.
I have lice. I have lice. I have lice. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I've never wanted lice so bad in my life.
Fingers crossed. I don't know, you guys. I don't know if my head is sunburned or I kept that stupid castor oil on my hair for 2 days too long. But you guys, it's just the crown of my head. It's so itchy.
Have you washed your hair since?
Yeah, twice.
Oh, well then, no, then the castor oil. I think you got sunburned. Were you outside?
Yeah, for 4.5 seconds. I mean, it was really hot this weekend, so yeah. It could be a thing. But it's. But I did, can I say I did look up what lice looks like? Disgusting. Like, yuck. So I don't think I have it. If I did, there's no judgment.
Did you ever, when you were a kid?
Oh my God, yeah. Have I told you the story? I had lice in the second grade. They called my grandma because she was my emergency contact. My grandma Vivian sped so fast, but she was the slowest driver in the world. The police officer pulled her over and she said, my granddaughter has lice. And he was like, here's your ticket. Like, bye.
Like if I don't get there.
She's going to die of lice. And then you know what happened? She got lice. And the two of us were picking each other's lices out and sitting outside trying to kill them in the sun.
Yeah, you use the Rid, the yes, shampoo Rid.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then you go through with the comb.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had some kid in my classroom. And I want to say it was like second grade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I ended up, yeah, me too.
Yeah, I know. You just get it when you're a little kid.
Do you think you have lice?
I don't, I mean, I
just don't
know.
You keep itching your head, though, and it makes my head itch.
Now it's making you itch. But it's not my whole head, and it's not around the weave. It's just on the top of my head. I don't know. We'll see. I'll call my doctor later.
Okay, who wants to go first with how stupid we are this weekend?
Okay, well, you had me in an absolute panic, so why don't you go?
Oh, this is great. So Saturday was my birthday. It was awesome. We, last year, my best friend who lives in Seattle, last year they came here. So this year we went there.
So fun.
Great. Did the show from there, did the show from the farm, what, Thursday and Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, we didn't work Friday.
No, we didn't have a show Friday.
We didn't have a show Friday. Did the show Thursday there.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a show Friday because Adrian, it was great. Adrian had to go to LA for the WWE stuff. We don't have enough people in the building to find somebody to fill in
true,
for Adrian.
It's a day off. It is.
Yep. Day off.
Okay.
All right.
No, and literally the boss kind of side-eyed us. We were like,
not our fault.
But
we can't help it.
But points had been made and he couldn't say anything. So we were like, well.
Yeah.
We wanted to.
So tore it up on Saturday. Started early, went late. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we had fun. It was fun on top of fun on top of fun. Got home at a reasonable hour. You know, I was in bed by 10:30.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah, because it was just, you know, it was just
an all day of fun.
Yeah, it was an all day of fun, and we'd had enough.
Yep.
And my wife was like, let's get you home.
Yeah.
And I was like,
aww,
I was also
Amy.
No, I love you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she drove me home. And
we
it
love
was
that,
good.
Amy.
So Saturday morning, we wake up, we're having coffee in bed, which we like to do on
Sunday
the weekends. What'd I say?
Saturday.
Sorry, Sunday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sunday morning, yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday. We're having coffee in bed, which we like to do on the weekends. And I get a text from my buddy, Jackie McKenna, who is the director of Mrs. Nevada America and all the other associated pageants.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, hey, happy pageant day. Will you be joining us for rehearsal at noon today?
In Vegas.
At Aliante. At Aliante in the showroom.
Mm-mm.
I am, once again, I would like to remind you, I am in Seattle.
In bed, having coffee.
In bed at 9:30 in the morning, about 45 minutes from the airport.
Ugh.
And I said, well, no, I'm not going to make rehearsal. Remind me what time the show starts again. I had no idea. It wasn't on my calendar.
Oh, my God.
For whatever reason.
And you never do that.
Ever.
And never.
If it's not on my calendar, it doesn't exist. So, I'm like, oh, my God, what time is the show? Doors at 5, show at 6. And I'm reading this out loud to my wife. And I'm trying to think of how I'm going to explain it to her.
Yeah.
And what I, to Jackie.
Uh-huh.
How I'm not going to be there to host the pageant. I'm like, I blew it. So I'm trying to come up with my apology.
Oh.
My wife looks at me and she goes, you can do this. And I said, yeah, I probably can. so I jump on the computer. There's a 12 o'clock flight out of Seattle that'll get here at 2:30.
Unbelievable.
And it's 9:30 then. And I'm like, okay, great.
Oh, my God.
Got up, brushed teeth, threw on clothes, grabbed my stuff. Because I just traveled with a backpack, no big deal.
Yeah.
Because we got stuff here and stuff there. And, and made it to the airport by 10:45 to catch the 12 o'clock flight out. Yeah, I just came home, shower, shave, throw on a tux.
Like nothing happened.
Like it never even happened.
Well, and dude, we were like, me and Adrian knew that you were going to be not in studio.
I was supposed to be in Seattle today.
Right.
Yeah.
And we wanted to do a little something for your birthday, but we're like, well, we have time because he's not going to be here. And then yesterday he was like,
plot
surprise,
twist.
I'm on my way. And then me and Adrian were like, no.
Yeah, but why? It's a radio show. I'll tell you. Hey, this place is amazing. They decorated the whole thing. It threw up happy birthday in this studio.
No.
See, you don't know the difference.
We wanted to. So we were like, no. But then we're going to figure it out. But I'm so happy that you're home because everything worked out good yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I was nervous for you, dude.
It was goofy. It was just good.
And you never do that.
Never
That's
do it again.
So crazy. Yeah, never. Yeah.
I always write stuff. Whew. Very, very heavily scheduled out. Let's jump to this. Also, Michaela played out a scene from Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. You know, my cousin Vinny.
Oh, yeah.
God, what's another Dumb and Dumber?
Literally.
Dumber.
Literally. Yes. Yeah.
Michaela found herself a little overdressed over the weekend. We'll tell that story in a minute. But we got to get to Michaela's hometown throwdown. 702-364-9890. Carrie Preisler from Hendertucky. Look at Hendertucky moving.
Come on.
Look at them moving up the leaderboard. With Carrie's second win on Thursday, gave Hendertucky 10 wins overall. They're tied with Wagon Wheel for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sixth place. Centennial Hills has 12. Best of the West with 13. Silverado Ranch, 15. Aliante, 20. And Sunrise Manor.
City of Champions.
They lead the way with 23 wins overall. 702-364-9898. Listen to this. Today's winner will get two tickets to New Kids on the Block, the Right Stuff Residency, Dolby Live at Park MGM.
Yeah.
On 702 day, Wednesday, July the 2nd, courtesy of Live Nation. We've juiced it this week. Everybody who wins this week qualifies for the grand prize, two Barstool seats on stage. So we'll trade your tickets for our tickets.
Yeah.
Two seats on stage in the Barstools and two meet and greet passes.
Oh, my God. So
now,
fun.
Yeah, now you interested? 702-364-9898. Michaela's hometown throwdown for caller number 25 right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, it's Michaela's hometown throwdown. Carrie Preisler of Hendertucky is our two-time champion. How was your weekend, Carrie?
Well, it was pretty good.
Yeah, not so bad.
Family.
Was there a highlight? Yes. Was there a highlight of the whole thing?
Oh, just swimming last night with my kids, and my daughter brought over my grandpup.
Oh,
I love that.
That's pretty good, the grandpup. You know what? I have a question.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just saw this thing. Are you in favor of thumbs up or thumbs down? Apparently, there's a new trend of baby showers for grandparents. Is this something we need, mm-hmm. or is this just a grab for more cash and more gifts?
I don't think that's needed.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
I didn't see it either. We're a touch narcissistic. You know what I mean? Well, grandparents should be acknowledged in their new role, especially if it's their first grandchildren.
Yeah, but they're so respected, even at the...
Yeah, do you have to throw a grand shower?
Doesn't even sound right. Hey, let's go to a A grand shower.
Who's showing up to that?
I don't know, people.
I mean, I'm all any reason for a gathering.
I know, like, we would go. We wouldn't be happily going, but we would go.
Do I have to bring a gift? To bring a gift?
Yeah. Yeah, you would.
And what gift?
I don't know. Well, yeah, what do you get a grandparent? World's greatest grandparent.
Some polos.
Shirt?
A couple of polos. Keep it pushing.
Yeah.
I had to kick my father off of Father's Day. We had the conversation this week. He's like, Father's Day, what'd you get me? I was like, Dad, it's not your era anymore.
Oh.
Let's focus on me.
Yeah, but he's still your dad.
Yeah, but I'm now an adult, and now I have a son. So now it's my era. You had your 18 years. Now it's my
you
turn.
You can't both have an era?
Yeah, he had his. He can't continue the era. Once you retire, you retire.
This is a relationship rehab if I've ever seen one.
No, no. Yeah, we'll spin that one through.
Psycho.
Carrie, thumbs up and thumbs down. It's no longer Father's Day for Adrian's dad. It's Father's Day for Adrian.
I have to say thumbs down because I want a mom's day anyway.
That's even if bold. I have.
Yeah. You never stop being a mother.
You honor your father. Yeah. I'm just saying. You might not be on the right side of history on this one.
I'm rolling with it.
By the way, who's our contestant?
That'll be Shayna Davis representing South Point.
Oh, speaking of the South Point.
Yeah.
So Michaela went to see the Shintas last night, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's Sunday and you're Italian.
Yeah.
You, of course.
I got dressed up. My friend Danielle, who I went to see, when my grandmother died, she sent me a novena candle in the mail with my grandmother's face on it. Like, this is who we are as people.
Yeah.
So we went in our Sunday best, me and my friend Jacqueline, all dressed up, red, black, leopard. We showed up at the South Point. We didn't know what the South Point necessarily was. And it's awesome. It's so cool. But it was very like, what was it, like cowboy boots. And we...
It's very much, it pushes that direction.
Totally. And they looked awesome. It's
rodeo
just that,
and NASCAR.
Exactly.
And
we couldn't have stood out more. As we were navigating our way around the South Point.
Yeah, you look like you're going to the prom.
Yeah, prom and maybe working the bar. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We had to rethink our outfits, but we were already in it, so we just committed. But in our minds, we thought we looked beautiful until we showed up and realized we really, we didn't know what we were walking into.
Just a bit much.
Sorry, everyone that saw us yesterday. We came in with good intent, and now we'll know. Leave the leopard at home and going to South Point.
Did Flava Flav come and make his move?
No, but I wouldn't have been surprised. No? Were they supposed to?
No,
so would they hang?
Shani, isn't that their hood? South Point?
I have no idea.
Oh, yes, you do. Don't play coy. Don't you play coy with me. Don't you? Why are you covering up for Flava Flav?
Be honest.
She's like, I'm just trying to play a stupid game.
Yeah, she's like, can I get the tickets, babe?
I'm just trying to go to New Kids. Yeah. She's like, I don't, you know.
Fair.
Whatever.
I can hang.
Yeah, of course you can. Here's how it all works. Buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer. But don't answer the question until we call on you, because you might think that you got in first, but you did not. First 1 to 3 is the winner, and your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, because her name is Gordon. Plastic Commissioner Gordon. Get it? The one, the only, Michaela Gordon.
Which OG Pussycat Doll member won her first Tony Award last night at the Tonys?
Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Oh, gosh. Did you say original?
Yes.
How many of them do you know?
Oh, gosh. Nicole Scherzer?
Yeah?
Scherzer?
Okay, here's that issue. Michaela's Sharon immediately, Singer? Thumbs up! Say it one more time.
Nicole Sharon Zinger?
Are you Googling now? Did you Google really fast?
That's what it is.
But did you Google really fast? Or you're trying to read it?
No,
she just said it.
The first time she said it, she was on the right path.
I felt that way.
And because
way too.
The last name is like 15 characters,
no.
Yeah,
you can get past.
Hey, Shayna, the name is Scherzinger, which I know you don't have it. So do you accept Scherzinger, whatever Carrie said as a correct answer?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right, love that.
All right, good. Then we're going to give the champion one. And there we go.
Love our girls. After Eminem came out on stage with this singer in Detroit, the singer told his wife, Bunny, he's quitting the music business.
Shayna Carey.
I think Shayna got in first. Shayna, your answer, please. Are we talking about Jelly Roll? Yes, we are.
Yeah.
And we are tied.
Good job.
This legendary singer and one-time Vegas headliner was serenaded at the Coldplay concert this weekend and even appeared on the big screen saying the show is fantastic.
You better get this.
Carrie,
who are we talking about?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my gosh, is not a correct answer.
Come on.
Three.
Sorry.
Come on.
Two. One.
No.
Crap.
Shayna, do you have an answer?
I don't.
We're talking about Celine Dion, are we not?
Yes, dude.
Yes, Celine was at the Coldplay show, and yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Carrie's got one. Shayna's got one. I've got one.
This singer was shamed at the Tribeca Festival into singing for her fans, but people were upset.
Shayna to take the lead.
Miley Cyrus?
We're talking about Miley Cyrus.
You know
yes.
it.
Yes. It was a film festival, and they're like, we paid $800. You have to sing.
Yeah.
And so she finally did an acapella of The Climb and just knock it off.
But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where people get off.
I know. Leave her alone.
She's up there to do a Q&A, and they're screaming out, we thought it was a concert. Well, I'm sorry. You're not very intelligent.
Yeah, leave Miley alone.
Leave Miley alone. So is that two for the challenger, one for the champion, and one for me?
This singer came out with her new pop song, Man Child, over the weekend. And
Shayna for the win and to become the new champion.
Sabrina Carpenter?
Is it Sabrina Carpenter for the win? Game over. We got a brand new champion.
Way to go, Shayna.
We got a brand new champion. Down goes Chrysler. She was just a little quicker than you today, Carrie.
Sorry, Carrie.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, you're the goods, though. You're the goods. Your family. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mama.
All right, sounds good. Oh,
thanks, Carrie.
Thank you.
Bye, buddy.
All right, bye.
Bye.
She sounded disappointed.
Our brand new champion, Shayna Davis from South Point. Good for you.
Let's go, girl.
Two tickets to New Kids on the Block, the Right Stuff Residency at Dolby Live Park MGM Wednesday, 7:02 day, July 2nd, courtesy of Live Nation. And you are one of, well, I'm not going to say that because I don't know how many weeks we're going to do this. But you have your name in the grand prize drawing for two barstool seats on stage and two meet and greet passes. Congratulations.
That's very cool. Thank you all so much.
Yeah, girl. And then we'll see you tomorrow as you defend your brand new title on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. The Jet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC. All right, 177-second survey coming up in just moments. Okay, there's more where that came from. You thought that New Kids thing was cool?
Yeah.
On the 177. Two tickets to Shakira at Allegiant Stadium at the end of the month on the 28th, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. One winner, they're upgrading this too. One winner will win the grand prize. They're doing this thing called Camino con la Loba.
Okay, you better say that.
That's right. With you got this.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, my friend Natalie reminds us this morning. Do sharks complain about Monday? No. They're up early. Biting stuff. Chasing ish. Being scary. Reminding everybody they're a freaking shark. Be a shark today. Let's
all
go.
Right,
let's
be
go.
Be a shark today.
Let's go.
All right.
Who's doing our 177 survey, sir?
That'll be Angelica Villa from East Las Vegas.
Did you find somebody? Will she be receptive to your viewpoint?
Oh, I don't. I'm not trying to lead the witness.
I don't know.
So I didn't.
Well, you could
lead the witness. Cool.
We'll see how it shakes out.
Hey, Angelica.
Hey.
So we're gonna start. I just realized I have stuff written down. I have stuff planned. You know, every day.
We're gone rogue.
All out the window. Okay. All out the window today. Mm. So tell me again your view on Father's Day, Adrian.
So now that my father is now a grandfather and I'm fully focused with a six-year-old child, it is no longer his Father's Day to celebrate. He is no longer the focal point.
Because he said, what are you getting me?
His era. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. And I said, Dad, your era's done, Papa. I'll see you in 6 months for Christmas, big boy. Because his birthday already passed.
Wait, so now you're off the hook?
I mean, that's what it should be. We should focus on the father who is currently, you know, in work. You know what I'm saying? No, my 18 years is right now. His 18 years is past.
I think it's all the fathers.
Yeah, dude.
Right?
But he's a grandfather.
Angelica? Right. Angelica, thoughts?
Yes.
How do you feel about that? Is Adrian full of crap?
A little bit.
Yeah, you can say it, sister. Say it.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's still your dad.
100%. And so, love him to death.
A card ain't gonna kill you.
Yeah, baby, still
just
your dad forever.
Just find a card. My dad loved politics, so I'd always find, you know, whichever politician of the day. You know what I mean? There's always some sort of some satire. Mm. So I'd just go pick one of those out and just, you know, I'd send it to him. Oh, he'd call me up. Yeah, that's right. That picture, that guy. And he loved it. It was easy.
When he came to Vegas a couple months ago, he left a pair of socks.
Yeah.
And I've never mailed it back to him. So if I mail it back to him with a card, would that be sweet?
Oh, my God. Yeah,
it'd be pretty funny.
What does that sound?
It'd be pretty funny.
Yeah. Okay.
Would he find the humor in that?
There they are.
Yeah. Right. Gotcha.
Fine,
something.
I'll do that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, literally, I'd write, that would be the note. You're welcome, period.
You're welcome. Love you, Dad.
Love you, Dad. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, at least a card. He's your daddy.
Okay, well then, semi-related topic. Apparently, there's a new trend, Angelica. Baby showers for the grandparents. It's in addition to all the other showers for the mom and the dad. You know, because now it used to just be they do one big baby shower for the mom and they do that. Now the guys all go out and they do.
And there's push gifts and
diapers. And so the guys go out and they have beers and diapers and all that kind of thing. And now they're saying that you got to do a grandma and a grandpa shower. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I think it's fair. I'll give it a thumbs up.
Okay, tell me what that looks like. I'm just curious to know what a grandma-papa shower looks like.
Another party with friends and relatives that people might feel obligated to attend with a gift. There are those who believe it's inappropriate and even a little narcissistic. Those who are in favor say grandma showers or grandbaby showers are, quote, a heartwarming way to honor a new chapter in life. I always thought the purpose for this was to give the parents a little bit of relief from the upcoming onslaught of expense. And I thought this was a way that we all pitched in to help out. Grandparents don't need none of that.
Yeah, and it's expensive, dude. I can't be going to all these parties bringing gifts for everything. Like, it's
I'm not
it's
doing
intense.
It. I'm not doing it.
I mean, I love grandparents.
I mean, unless it's margaritas. Unless that's it, it's just margaritas. And hey, let's get together and toast to the baby. But I am not. I'm sorry, you're not getting a Target gift card out of me.
I'm putting my foot down.
Even $20?
No.
Good for you, Chet.
No.
Good for you. You're not getting a Target gift card out of this man.
I'll drink your booze. I'll eat your hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah. But a gift card?
Angelica, do you dare go against me?
No, I don't think I will. That's a good point that you're making.
Yeah. Oh, he's got his hand on his hip.
No, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs down, dude. Yeah. Listen, it's already expensive going and fulfilling the Amazon wish list. I still think you should. I don't think you should ever go anywhere empty handed. But if we keep adding all of these people, I mean, it gets expensive. It's too much,
That's
babe.
Ridiculous. Grandparent show.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Yeah, and Angelica, you can go against me, but don't go against her. You do that at your own.
Yeah, because I'll feel guilty about it all week long, Angelica.
That'll be bad. She's like, can I just have my Shakira tickets now? Clear out the 28th. We'll see you at Allegiant Stadium, and maybe, just maybe, you will walk out on stage with Shakira. That's the grand prize. Camino con la Loba. That means walk out with the She-Wolf.
Oh, my God.
Walk with the She-Wolf. Let's everybody She-Wolf on three, right? One, two.
Check.
Ow!
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 Check. Ow! Cannot stand you.
All right, Angelica, hang
everyone
on.
Everyone stop it.
Fine. She's like, okay, now I've howled from this grandparent shower thing. Now you got me over here howling.
My fault.
Freaking Monday. I'm trying to be a shark. Trying to be a shark. He's turning me into a she-wolf.
Yeah, he is.
What's going
on?
Angelica, you... Yeah. And then what? And then I heard something about a Labubu. Where's that coming from?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Monday morning, be a shark day. Being a shark. People have...
They love it.
The last 20 minutes, I've gotten nothing. My phone won't stop blowing up.
Yeah,
be a shark today. Woo!
Yeah.
Or not.
No, be a...
Or not. Whatever, bro.
Listen, be whatever animal suits you. I like
it.
Yeah, we were howling in the last break, so we're here for it.
Be a she-wolf.
Woo!
What happened to being a dog?
La Loba, be a dog.
Be a dog.
I pet that dog.
Get that dog. I love you for saying that. I love you.
Why?
I love you.
Why?
God, I like you.
Why?
I told Chet a few weeks ago, naturally, I'm 58 years late on this viral video that Lisa showed me. Can I put that dog? I thought it was so funny. I said, Chet, have you seen this video? He said, yeah, Michaela, 3 years ago. Can I put that dog?
I had it on my flip phone. I was playing Snake. In fact, I think it was the first video ever. That was the first one. I was the first one that ever came out. Wasn't that a Vine?
Yeah. Oh, you're very funny.
I'm just kidding. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by WSS. Knock Dad's socks off with incredible Father's Day gifts from WSS, including savings of up to 40% on select Nike styles. WSS, best value always. Relationship Rehab. By the way, she's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to Chet Buchanan Show. Back safe. Adrian just rocked it at Money in the Bank with WWE. They almost, when they did the WrestleMania announcement saying that they were coming back to Vegas, they almost did it twice because Adrian was in the bathroom.
Absolutely.
They were concerned. They were concerned that Adrian didn't hear the...
They needed to make sure that I came back to Las Vegas Monday morning on the radio to let the people know WrestleMania is back in the city it's supposed to be. Sorry, New Orleans. Sorry, London.
Yeah.
Nah. WrestleMania back here in Vegas, April 18th and 19th. Let's go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans. I don't know.
Yeah, Vegas is the place to be. Just let it go. It is. It's fun. It's nice.
Although I hate it. You know what? I was about to throw shade at New Orleans. And then I was like, I don't like it when people throw shade at us. So I'm not going to do it.
True. And no shade. Vegas is just fun.
And you know what it is too that stinks? The reason why we're
New Orleans?
No,
what I was going to say was that it smells.
It's not even our fault. We have all the resources. No city can put on WrestleMania for a week of events. But the prices were so expensive. But that's not our fault.
You know me, man.
It's not our fault.
It's not expensive if somebody's paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'm sorry that some people get cut out. But
you have to remember, wrestling was always cheaper than going to any other sport, NBA, NFL, MLB. So to go from being the cheapest like professional sports event you can go to now being damn near the most expensive.
Yeah, fight the power, dog. But if somebody's offering you the money, you're taking it. And you should. All right, relationship rehab. Tina in Aliante says, my boyfriend just got a new job, has to travel a lot. You got a new girlfriend named Tina? Just curious. I'm not trying to bust out your business. My boyfriend just got a new job. He has to travel a lot. He has offered to let me stay at his place while he's gone. I still live at home and he knows I hate it. So here's why I'm writing you guys, says Tina.
Mm-hmm.
His apartment is so typical of a 25-year-old guy. stuff just left everywhere. No bath mats in the bathroom. No shower curtain, just a liner.
Dang.
Clothes in a pile on the floor. By the way, this could be hot girl apartment too. Don't act like.
Maybe.
I could go on and on.
Yes.
Actually, girls, hot girls always had, I mean, obviously.
We have
it's
a shower curtain, babe.
Generally you have all the stuff.
Yeah.
It's just everywhere.
True, but we have bathroom mats.
Just everywhere. And you have it, and if you're lucky enough to have the second bedroom, that's just where everything is. You throw it in there and shut the door.
Not going to fight that. You are right.
You know I'm right.
Mm-hmm. Hate that.
But this guy, no bath mats, no shower curtain, clothes in a pile on the floor. I could go on and on, says Tina. I thought it would be a cool surprise for him if I just spruced up the place, in quotes, spruced up the place while he's gone and add some stuff that he could really use. I don't plan on going crazy. I just want to make it a little more organized and clean. Girlfriends I've talked to about this are all saying, no, do not do it. It will probably just, I'm going to edit this and say, make him mad. I listen all the time and never thought I'd actually be asking for a ruling myself, but here we are.
Love it, girl.
Thanks. Love you guys. Tina, we love you back. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of questions.
Oh, I know right away the answer.
702-364-9898. Oh, I'm trying to read Michaela. Oh, and then she just totally poker faced me. 702-364-9898. Relationship Rehab right now.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, whatever happened to Dua Lipa? You couldn't get away from her for a minute there, and I was okay with that.
I know. You and a lot of people.
And now she's disappeared.
You know, they do this, though. Sometimes when they go and write a record, create a few memories so they have something new. I think that's what she's doing because she's like a little hit maker.
I am also a believer, too, that you can, like, if you want to disappear.
Absolutely.
You can disappear.
Absolutely agree.
They'd be like, I can't. The paparazzi.
She went viral this weekend, though, because she posted a photo of her and her sister. People were freaking out because now they're like, oh, my God, there's two.
Wait, is the sister as beautiful?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Missed it. Looking now.
Was it a thirst trap?
No, they were just at the poolside. Poolside.
Come on, dude.
Just a little hands
where'd
on their lips, smiling.
Where'd you say this picture was?
It was on Twitter.
Wait, I'm Googling it right now, along with everybody. No. Oh, my God. I had
papers in my hand.
Dua Lipa's sister.
What's what?
Okay. She's beautiful.
Rena Lipa is her name. Rena Lipa.
Yeah, Rena Lipa's beautiful.
Yeah, because Reno Lipa's not great. But Rena Lipa's awesome.
Cuties.
All right. Tina and Aliante. Boyfriend just got a new job, asked to travel a lot. Offered to let me stay at his place while he's gone. I still live at home. He knows I hate it. So here's why I wrote to you guys. Apartment's typical of 25-year-old guy. Stuff everywhere. Liner, no curtain, on the shower. Yeah, well, you get the idea.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's toothpaste in the sink. I hate that.
I actually do that, and Lisa hates it, and she hates me for it.
There, I can point to at least, because I'm pretty neat. I pull it together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot. I was kind of raised that way.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been good in the military.
Yeah.
That I would have
see that.
That would have worked out for me, because I was kind of raised that way, except I had piles of stuff on my coffee table. It's weird. And I think I got it from my dad. My dad, we used to, you know, we had the kitchen table.
Yeah.
And it was just, there was barely enough room to eat.
That's so funny.
And there was a spot for the phone. There was a spot for, I mean, there was an area cleared, but then there was just stacks of papers. And I remember his girlfriend one time thought she was doing him a favor and quote unquote, organized it. And he lost his ever-loving mind. And he was like, I knew where everything was.
Yeah.
I can't find anything. And I don't want to say they broke up over it, but it wasn't that long after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that.
We didn't see her anymore. So Tina wants to go through, straighten up, spruce up, get him some things that he needs in her mind.
Yeah.
Her girlfriends are all telling her no, that it's just going to make him mad.
Yeah.
Tick him off. Here's my question. Are you moving in? And I appreciate that she's going to be spending time there, so she would like to nest a little as well.
Sure.
And I appreciate that. I can't get a read on you. Should she spruce it up or no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there
Listen,
more?
There's something so wonderful about women. There's a very nurturing thing about women.
Yeah.
It's not like she's like redoing his place. She's getting him a couple basic things that maybe he just didn't think about getting. I don't think she's being disrespectful. I think he would really like it. Like a little couple bath mat. It's no big deal. So what? He doesn't have it. He's a bachelor. So she picks a few things up for him. No biggie. I think it's nice. And I think it's one of my favorite things about, you know, women. They just, they kind of come in and fix stuff, like in a nurturing way.
This just gave me, like, literally my heart started racing.
Why?
Because I was trying to think of how that would play. How you know what I would think? I would go, why? I'll never let her stay here again.
Really?
Maybe. It just depends. For me, it's all about where you're at in that relationship. If she can't, Adrian, can she do this without consulting him?
Yeah, I think she's fair. Because he doesn't have it. This is something that he doesn't have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and she's not like, this guy's a loser.
Yeah, for me.
Yeah, but when you say, hey, if she does that, I completely understand because you have everything set up. If this guy doesn't have and she's helping to provide.
Yeah, right? She's not replacing.
She's filling the gaps.
Yeah, because when I, you know, like my mom, I just remember when I got my first apartment and my mom literally took all the stuff from my bathroom. I was really lucky. We had an unfinished basement and then when I got old enough, my mom was like, go down there.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so I had my own space. I had a space. Had carpet that was my high school's colors. My favorite colors are blue and green, so the bathroom was blue and green. It was early 80s. To understand this. So you imagine carpet, orange and black.
Yeah.
And then blue and green bathroom.
Nice.
Yeah, now it just looked like somebody threw up in there. Mm-hmm. But my mom, when I got my apartment, she packed up a box and sent it to me and she goes, you know, this would make you feel at home. And then I knew to go get pots and pans and so I'm not above leaving clothes on the floor.
Yeah, I think that it's a very nurturing move. If she were like, oh, you're a loser. How do you not have this? She's not criticizing him. She's literally trying to nest and make it cozy for things he doesn't have. And I think that's the beauty of a relationship. Like, I think that's so sweet.
I think that's part of it if she's going to be staying there and if she's going to be moving in and if she's going to be, and if she does the laundry, great. Or even if she just picks stuff up and throws it in a hamper.
Totally. Yeah, I remember I had towels I moved in with when I moved in with Lisa. And my towels, I just got them. So they were a little bit nicer than Lisa's. And Lisa usually has all the nicer stuff and still to this day. And she's more nurturing in our relationship. But I was like, hey, I have these new towels. She's like, great. Yeah, totally. Let's get rid of mine. No problem. Like it wasn't
But you had
big.
A conversation. You
okay,
had a conversation.
I see that.
Didn't leave for a weekend to go do a DJ gig in San Diego, whatever. And you know what I mean? And then she comes back.
Sure, that happened though. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Michaela threw up all over the apartment. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
All of a sudden.
Yeah, but I will say.
And she can't girl it up.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
She can't girl it up. No diffusers.
Oh, yeah, but that's
no
tough.
Incense.
I'm thinking about when I moved in with Lisa. Oh, my God. I came in. With diffusers and
okay,
leopard and things.
That's different. You moved in.
Mm-hmm.
You moved
it's
in.
Different. Mm-hmm.
You're not.
Yeah.
I think it's delicate. I'm in favor, but I think it's delicate. I say tread lightly.
I say don't. I think she's okay.
I want to spit coffee. You say, you say just go full on?
Yeah.
Put up your live, laugh, love.
Okay, please don't put that up. Don't put, okay. When I said live your life, don't put that up.
It's wine o'clock.
It's a HomeGoods sale, baby. No, not decorations, but the things that he does not have, mats, maybe towels, a shower curtain. I don't, look, Okay, I don't think he's living the high life if she gets him a shower curtain. Okay, I think he'll be like, thank you.
Yeah, that's serial killer energy if you don't have a shower curtain, by the way. But that's a whole separate topic.
Yeah.
Heard that. Yeah, just the liner.
Yeah.
It's like, it's gross. It's gross. It's got like mildew on it.
Yeah, it's gross. She's like, here, babe, let me help you out.
Right. This is why I say tread lightly. Like yes, but don't lift your leg on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't all of a sudden be like, this is my place now.
Yeah.
100%.
That's all I'm saying.
No.
I'm not saying don't do it.
I hear that.
I'm just saying, just don't get. Yeah, you're right.
Don't get too crazy.
No live, laugh, love.
No, none of that now. No ever. Live, laugh, love. That'll never be okay.
Yeah. And keep your Benson Boone posters for your own house.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. Outside of town, left the phone a little bitter, but it's cool for now. Far from perfect for each other, but we're working it out, I suppose. Now I'm waiting at the diner looking traumatized, 'cause you walk up to the table with an order of fries. And I know you, yes I know you, used to love you. And I said, I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. It's good to see your face, and I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. I wish that I could stay and talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else. When she finally walks into the restaurant, hate to say it, talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else. I'm so in love with you. I'm going out of my mind. I couldn't take it anymore. I was already running for the kitchen doors. You were always the one I should've waited for. I can't lose you again, not again, not again, not again.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Do you suppose Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco or Brandon Flowers from The Killers both look at Benson Boone and go, you son of a, taking my bit?
Oh, yeah.
All of that.
100%.
Actually, and by the way, I know Brandon's family listens right now. Here's what I want to know. Can Brandon do a backflip, and did he ever have the inclination?
Listen, those boys walked so Benson could flip, okay? Thank you, gentlemen.
Hang on a second. Where's my pen? Yeah,
I know.
Let me write that down again.
Yeah, do a little dinger for me. That was pretty good.
Those boys.
Walked. So Benson could flip. Yeah.
Is this what you wanted? Is that what you wanted?
Amen.
It's locked in.
That's what I wanted. That's what I got.
Those boys walked so Benson could flip.
That's right, babe. Yep. Yeah. What else is there to say, honestly?
I'm done. So there was a topic that I believe that was of interest to my friend, Michaela. And I was met a moment ago with, no, babe, I have a life.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I go, hey, Mika, wasn't that you that was way into the story of Ed the Zebra? She goes, no, babe, I have a life. I'm like, oh.
Okay, then.
All right, then.
I know you guys.
Did you not? This is so up your alley.
No, and it's because honestly, I didn't. No, I didn't know. I want you to tell me.
No, at the you don't care. No, you didn't
yes,
see
that. I do.
We saw it on TV last week, and you were like, oh, my God.
That wasn't me.
Telling you, there was a moment. It
well,
was
I might
quick.
Have blacked out then. I don't know. I'm not remembering
A
that.
Lot of things happen on this show. A lot of things. And we're up awfully early every day.
Yeah.
Ed the Zebra, a pet, this guy's pet zebra in Nashville, which, by the way, Nashville's becoming the New Jersey / Florida.
Oh my God, it's hilarious.
/ you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I've always said, if it involves animals or whatnot, it's probably Florida. If it involves meth, it's probably Washington. It's, you know. Yeah, and Ed had gotten loose near Nashville last week.
No.
Yeah. He'd been running around. They had to shut down the freeway a couple of times because people saw Ed running back and forth across the freeway. He was in people's yards. Ed the Zebra.
The pet zebra?
This happened up in Washington.
They did not talk about this
either.
Because this would be amazing to me.
Yeah. Well, they finally caught him. And then there's video. If you want to waste literally 14 seconds of your life
you
today,
do.
Watch Ed, who I guarantee is high. Like, I mean, Ed's drugged up. And he had gotten so far away from his home.
Yeah.
That they had to take a helicopter. They finally caught Ed. My assumption is they drugged him up a touch.
They'd have to.
Mm-hmm. And then they put him in one of them big diaper-looking slings.
Oh, my gosh.
With one of those helicopters that looks like a toy helicopter.
Of course.
You know what I mean? The ones with kind of the bubble on the front, and it doesn't look like a real helicopter. It doesn't look mean.
Yeah, but neither does a zebra flying in the sky.
Right,
none
this whole
of it
thing
feels
looks
real.
Like it looks like a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and instead of having his four legs out of it, he's, like, sitting in it.
Oh, so my again, God, I love this.
So, again, you know, he's high. And then they were taking him back to the, so they could get him in a horse trailer and get him home.
Amazing.
But they finally caught Ed and he'll be all right.
Hi.
Because he's high. Yeah, it might be, as it said here, he's maybe a little dizzy after the ride.
Oh, I bet. Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, he's just fine. Meanwhile, and you'll be interested in this too, more animal stories, kids. Meanwhile, a zoo in Wisconsin announced that an otter named Louie, that got out back in March. I know, Louie the Otter.
Oh, God.
He got out of the zoo in Wisconsin back in March, has officially won his freedom. They've spotted him a few times, and it looks like he's doing just fine. So the zoo announced that Louie has made the decision to identify as a wild otter.
Louie!
And they're going to support his truth.
Oh, my God. That was such a beautiful way to say that, Chad. Way to go.
I may have embellished that a little bit, but it made you happy. So what do I do?
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! So funny last night. So you were out late last night. Oh, by the way, hi, everybody. 9 o'clock, Monday morning, the 9th day of June, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez.
Yeet.
So you went out. Was that guy there at WWE?
Was Jey Uso there in the main event? Jey damn
Uso.
Right.
Money
Maybe
in
Cody
the bank.
Rhodes versus Cena and Logan Paul.
What is Money in the Bank?
Money in the Bank? If you win the prestigious Money in the Bank.
How do you win?
You have to climb a ladder.
Fight for your life.
Take the carabiner off.
Yeah.
And you have the briefcase. Yeah, that briefcase means for 365 days, you can cash that briefcase in against any champion in the WWE.
Oh, like you
so
put
let's
the money
say John
up
Cena has a match and he's very tired at the end of the match. You can come out, give the ref your briefcase, and he has to defend his
he
title.
He gotta
right
fight
there.
You for the the money for the belt.
Yeah.
Do you know how much money's in the briefcase?
No, it's just a briefcase to cat you don't there's no physical money in there. It's just a title shot whenever you want. For 365 days.
Huh. I've never actually
seen one and there's a men's one.
Yeah. I've never actually seen that thing pay off.
Yeah.
I never saw the other half of it.
Oh, well, there's only been like two people who haven't successfully cashed in. I'll bring the briefcase in. I bought one.
Oh.
You bought a
yes,
replica?
Yes, because now what I'm going to do is with my son, we have a reward system now. If he wants to watch TV, wants to play video games. So now I'm switching it around. If he has enough points, he has to cash in. So he'll bring the briefcase to my
But he's got a pin. But he's got to pin you.
Exactly.
Then it's on.
Exactly. So that's what we're doing. That's a new system.
He brings the briefcase. He gets a shot at the title.
We're going to start that. Yeah. No, he gets a shot to play video games. He'll get to play the Switch too when he cashes in if he has enough points because he has to earn the points.
Sure.
Yeah. Boom.
Smart.
9 points. Here's the briefcase, son. Cash it in.
How old is he now?
6 years old.
Yeah. No, I think you should fight him. I should.
Oh, no, we do. What do you mean?
Just take him down.
I've been choke-slamming him since 2 months.
Of course, yeah.
Shout out to CBS.
To who?
To CBS Child Protective Services.
Oh, there.
Forget those guys.
Come on.
Toughen them up.
No, when you have to take him to the emergency room and explain that, that's when they get involved. That's not funny. That's not fun or funny.
No.
No, not at that point.
Not at all.
But it's never happened. Thank God.
Never.
Yeah. Well, you let him down easy. We all know.
I know how to protect him.
We've all done it. That's right.
It's a little choke slam. Yeah, grow up. Just like enough people. I haven't been punched in the face. You walk around like jerks because they've never been slapped.
My dad one time was jumping on the bed. He didn't want me to do it. Was jumping on the bed. He literally just karate chopped my feet from out underneath
me. Let's go.
Pow. I hit down on the bed. Wasn't hurt at all. Scared me to death.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Some of the stories growing up, you can never tell now.
Yeah.
But listen, I learned my lesson one time. Never messed around again.
I told you once.
Yeah. And I was like, ah.
Right? Yeah, but you think about it now. It's like, I could have snapped my neck. But I didn't. I didn't.
I'm fine now.
And here we are. And here we are in Las Vegas on a beautiful
Monday.
Look
at us.
Playing Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chip Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, I have a question for you. And there's a lot of layers to this one, okay?
Okay.
The story is important, but the question we'll get to in a second. A lawsuit has been filed against a luxury five-star resort in Miami. Staff member allegedly goes into a guest's locked room. She's in the shower. I don't know for how long or how much, but apparently the dude is staring at her while she's in the shower.
No, dude. Okay?
Again, I don't know how long. I don't know how much. It happened a couple of years ago. The victim claims the employee brushed up against her naked body before running, you know, before fleeing the scene.
Mm-hmm.
She reported the incident to hotel security and her boyfriend, but was advised not to contact the police.
No way.
Yeah, what?
That's shady.
So here's the crazy part about this lawsuit for me. The lawsuit alleges gross negligence, invasion of privacy, obstruction of justice, yada, yada, yada. They're seeking over $7 million in damages. Too much or not enough or just right? Or is $7 million the right number?
Honestly, I think that because it's like a big corporation and...
I don't know if we know that. I don't know if we know that it's a big corporation.
All right. I will say I think it's enough because also for me, if I knew that somebody was watching me in the shower, I feel like I would carry that with me to my own home, even my traveling. It would be like a sort of PTSD. Do you know what I'm saying? And not to be dramatic, but I would be freaked out probably for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Stevie, it's so weird.
Yeah. So you're good with 7 million.
Yeah. And can I tell you, it's a long story, I'll make quick.
No, take your time.
We had a guy when I was living in LA doing construction on our apartment building. We had these really big windows and our neighbor had pulled us aside and said, he has been looking in your windows.
Don't take it. Yeah.
And I have to tell you something. I'm pretty brave and I have a big mouth. I was very skeeved out. Mortified. I was afraid to walk to my car by myself.
Yeah.
Like I was very freaked out. So knowing that, yeah, I would say 7 million is good.
As opposed to me, like, you want to see me naked? That's on you. I should probably have to pay you, because good God.
You just stand by the window. You're like, take a look.
Yeah, right. Hey, get a load of this. People are like, please. Put your clothes on.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The more you know, before we go, I just saw this the other day on TV. I'm obsessed. What's the new, you know how they have the men who made America, the foods who made America, you know, that kind of thing. Now they're doing the brands who made America.
Sure.
I love stuff like that. Yes. The guy who is named Sylvan Goldman, he owned the Humpty Dumpty grocery chain in Oklahoma City. And in 1937, he invented the shopping cart.
Oh.
People used to carry around the baskets. You know, when you're going into Target, you're only getting a couple of, that used to be the way that you did it. You carried around the baskets, and it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
When he comes out, so his thought was, well, this way people can buy more stuff because they can carry more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody liked them initially.
Men
thought they were effeminate.
Oh, like pushing a baby.
Women thought it was like pushing a baby, but in a bad way.
Yeah.
Not in a good way. Eventually they became a hit, and this Sylvan guy was smart enough to patent the design. And everybody, like literally to this day, his estate still gets money from his design. Because they pretty much look the same as they did back in 1937.
Yeah, dude. Good for him.
Great. Wild. In the 1300s in England, one of the only ways for a woman to get a divorce was if her husband was impotent, right? The church didn't want you getting a divorce. You swore before God and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, but my husband's not able to give me a child. There was an actual job. Someone would go and inspect men's junk to determine if the claims were true.
Oh my God.
I don't know what that involves.
I don't know if I want to know.
I don't want to know. I can tell you right now, I do know that I don't want to know.
Yeah, we're good not knowing.
And in fact, you know what? I think that's it for this show. I've had enough of this. We're getting out of here. Everybody have an amazing day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, ChetBuchanan. Adrian.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Plus, brand new content on the YouTube channel and Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube and listen whenever, wherever on that free Odyssey app.
By the way, fresh off of his triumphant trip to LA with our friends at WWE and Netflix, I like to pretend that Adrian was working for Netflix at the WWE event. But, you know, hey, the invite came from them, and that's enough for me.
That's right, baby.
Michaela Gordon, what's up with you?
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. I've got the night off, and I'm going to enjoy it.
What will you do with yourself?
I don't know. Think about how beautiful your birthday was today. Love you.
And thank you.
I love you.
It was very kind. It's like many, it's, yeah, not my favorite thing.
I know, but you're one of my faves.
Appreciate
and I'm going to make it a thing.
No, I love you back. Thank you.
Of course.
Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Oh, by the way, speaking of I love you, make sure you tell somebody you love them today. Maybe somebody that you haven't told in a while, because they could probably really use it. And be a friend to somebody who needs a friend, because you, again, never know when you're going to be right place at right time, when somebody needs you the most.
Yep.
Be good to folks today, and we'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.